Just to begin, can you just explain to me briefly the LRAD company and the products you manufacture?
Well, LRAD Corporation was founded quite a while ago, but after the USS Cole was attacked off the coast of Yemen in October of 2000, it's kind of the genesis of the idea of creating a long-range communications device that would allow Navy, maritime security, military, law enforcement to determine intent at distance and to communicate at distance. Bullhorns, which is kind of what most people use for close communications, are notorious for being difficult to understand.
Mm-hmm.
And outside of 20 or 30 yards, almost impossible to understand. And so our goal was to put together what we call the long-range acoustic device to use in these situations where you want to create safety zones, communicate clearly over distance, determine intent, and attempt to resolve uncertain situations peacefully.
Okay. So, of course, the LRAD devices, as you're mentioning, have different uses. The article I'm doing is about the use of the LRAD by the Toronto Police in the demonstrations around the G20 summit in Toronto, which will be happening in a couple weeks. So I was just wondering if you could talk a little bit about the LRAD and its intended effects with regards to law enforcement and demonstration dispersal.
Well, it's not so much demonstration dispersal as communication to demonstrators. I think most police departments who've approached us either directly or through our representatives out in the field are looking to have an ability to communicate for the very reasons that we first talked about, because bullhorns just don't cut it when you have outside demonstrations and a lot of noise. In most protest situations where they are loud and you've got a lot of ambient noise because it's outside, the key is to give clear, concise instructions and communicate to the crowds. And with bullhorns, what's happened in the past where bullhorns have been used is that the crowd, for the most part, says they didn't understand the instructions that were given them, and they didn't understand what law enforcement was asking of them. And so with LRAD, there is no such misunderstanding. The voice instructions that are given through it are very clear, and you have a volume control on it. The law enforcement agencies who have purchased them have been trained in the use of the device. I know up in Toronto they have been trained extensively mm-hmm. on how to use LRAD. And the point of, again, is to use it as a communications tool.
Okay.
I think the thing where some people take exception is the deterrent tone capability. There are those out there who would like to paint that as some sort of a sound cannon or sonic weapon or other words, but in almost all instances, the deterrent tone is used in short bursts to gain attention, much like telling everybody to pipe down announcements coming through. With that, it gets everybody's attention quickly, and then the voice communication comes through and the instructions are given.
So you wouldn't say that the deterrent tone feature is supposed to be used as a method of crowd dispersal?
I think, again, that option is available and law enforcement is going to decide how they're going to use it. But I think in almost all law enforcement situations, they're looking to communicate to the crowds. I think in instances where protests turn into riots, and when rocks and bottles and other objects are starting to be thrown, the deterrent tone is an option that can be used to have people cover their ears at that point and put down the weapons that they're trying to throw at law enforcement. And if law enforcement wants to use it that way, we believe that's a much better response than tear gas or rubber bullets or tasers or other things, mm-hmm. which once you deploy them, you have no way to modulate it.
Mm-hmm.
With the deterrent tone, you've got a volume control. You can turn it up or down quickly and easily. And if you're in the crowd and they're throwing rocks and bottles or other objects, I think if you're law enforcement, it's not bad to have them covering their ears and hopefully moving away rather than continuing to damage property and trying to injure people.
I guess one of the concerns with the use of the LRAD that's been voiced by people in Toronto is that, there could be, let's say, also... innocent bystanders or people on the street who might experience hearing damage as a result of the deterrent tone. Do you know if the deterrent tone can cause permanent hearing damage?
I think the only way the deterrent tone can cause permanent hearing damage if you are directly in front of the device and then stood there for, you know, several minutes with no hearing protection. If you do that and do that willingly, then that could cause some definite issues with your hearing. But the key and remedy for all of that is once that deterrent tone comes on, or anything that's loud, whether it's a police siren or a fire siren or anything else, you cover your ears. And that instantly mitigates the loudness function. You'll still hear it. You'll still know that it's there, but you're not going to have any hearing loss or any hearing damage at all if you do that. And mm-hmm. So that's a thing everybody can easily and quickly do, is cover their ears. Mm-hmm. And again, I know up in Toronto, our understanding is they are looking just to communicate with LRAD to the crowds and hopefully keep things peaceful up there. And I think that's their full intent.
Mm-hmm. Some demonstrators that we've spoken to in Pittsburgh, where the LRAD was also used during the G20 summit, have stated that the effects of the LRAD can be neutralized by people wearing earplugs, or just simply by covering their ears, it has less of an effect. How would you respond to that?
That's absolutely true, and that's the whole point. But they can't say they can't hear it. They still can hear the instructions. They can still hear the deterrent tone. But you're right; it doesn't hurt them. And so that's why we believe that this is not a weapon, lethal or non-lethal or anywise. It's a communications tool. It's a communications device. And people can quickly neutralize it by wearing hearing protection. But if you're a crowd in a protest situation like this that's highly volatile, and you're moving at police and you got hearing protection on, then I think as long as your hands are empty, that's one thing. But if your hands aren't empty and you're looking to damage property and injure people, then police are going to do whatever that agency or law enforcement agency is authorized to do. But our point is to have LRAD be used to communicate so that everybody clearly understands the instructions that are given them during these type of situations.
Okay, great. And I guess just lastly, would you be able to confirm which exactly the LRAD devices will be used by the police in Toronto during the G20 protests?
My understanding is they're using the smaller units. They've got the LRAD 100X, which are portable units, and they've got a 300X that I believe they're going to mount on a boat for use for maritime operations.